Hey, good day. I'm your host, Brian Ruthven. Today, we have a special guest. We have Davin Karst here with us. Davin, say hi.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hey, we are having a good day here, and we even brought another special guest, right? Caden Karst. Caden, say hi.
Hi.
Caden has to ask a few questions today. His big brother, his brother is here. He is here today because he is our coach with the Assiniboia Elementary School golf team. Davin, this is your first year being our coach, so thank you for doing that.
Yeah, no problem.
We put it out there. We didn't have anybody, Caden, did we?
No, we did not.
Did you have to bribe him for some cookies or something, like, to come coach?
He was all about it.
He was all about it. Of course he was, right?
Yeah, I'm always happy to help.
So let's talk about that real quick. So you, the reason why we asked you is you put a lot of time into golf over the past few years, haven't you?
Yeah, lots of time.
When did you start taking it seriously?
Right around grade 9 was my first year playing competitively. Before that, I played for about 2 years just for fun.
The game really changes when you go from like whacking the ball to actually starting to think and whack the ball, right? Like when you want to be competitive, then it gets really fun and engaging, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. It's a whole different game when you're just playing for fun versus when you're competing in tournaments.
The whole idea, Caden, of getting off the first tee, right? Like,
especially when it's your first tournament, it's pretty scary. Like when you need to have like a good shot.
I know. And the whole first tee and everyone there is watching you.
Yeah.
And the only way to get better and to kind of forget about it as well. We got to practice and go to tournaments, right?
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I bet you if you think back in grade 9, your first one, to where you're at right now.
Mm-hmm. It's a huge difference. Like, I remember the first tee shot I had, I was sweating bullets. I was nervous for it. And I mean, I still get nervous now, but it's definitely not the same as it was before.
Just to share with everyone listening, both boys here take part in the Maple Leaf Golf Tour. Is that right?
Yep.
And Caden, you finished last weekend in Estevan. Where'd you finish?
I finished third place.
Third place, and Davin, you were in a playoff.
Yeah, tied for first and ended up losing on hole 2.
And then the second hole?
Yeah.
So it was sudden death?
Yeah.
And what was it? Was it the guy's chip a little closer?
Well, I mean, the guy hits it about 350 yards, so he just had an easy chip on a par 4, and he had a really really good shot, too. He put it to a couple feet and sunk it for birdie.
But when you're driving that far, it makes the hole a little easier, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Okay. A few questions, Davin. Here we go. I got for you. So next year, you are off to college, and from what I know, it's been a while since someone from Assiniboia has gone somewhere in college and golf, right?
Yeah.
So why don't you take us through that process? What does that look like for someone in grade 12 in Assiniboia applying out and trying to get noticed and recognized for a golf scholarship?
Well, the big thing is just really doing a lot of research. So I was on NCSA, which is a recruiting website, and I had a coach who helped me along the way to find colleges that best fit for me. The other big thing is having just a good real golf coach as well. He helped me improve my game a lot, and getting into lots of tournaments, getting my name out there was the biggest thing as well.
You built a lot of connections probably then, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Did they really take off when you started golfing in the tour then, that Maple Leaf Tour?
Yeah, like if you're not in a tour, if you're not playing in any big tournaments, it is hard. So you really got to get yourself out there.
And you're putting on miles, right?
Yeah, we go to Swift Current for practices every couple weeks, tournaments, Waskazoo. Everywhere in Saskatchewan, really.
Right on. So next year, you're going to which college?
Millsaps College in Jackson, Mississippi.
Jackson, Mississippi. And?
I have a couple questions for you.
Okay.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Make sure you're close, though, right? Get close here.
Okay. What will you miss the most about home?
Well, of course, I'll miss golfing every day with my little bro.
Yes.
Along with that, I'll miss all my friends and family here and just the environment. It'll be a big change for sure, but I'm excited for it.
And that college you're going to is how big?
It's pretty small, only about 1,000 students, so the classroom sizes will be nice and small, and I'll get to know the professors and all the students really well.
Awesome. And the school colors are?
Purple and black.
Purple and black. And your question?
What's your college mascot?
So we got Mr. Major and Mrs. Major, and they're people who just have a sword, basically, since our team name is the Majors.
The Majors, perfect. It's a lot of fun. You're going to come back. Hey, you're going to be wearing purple for the next few years there, Caden. It better be Christmas gifts, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Easy Christmas gifts for you, Dad.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So when you're working with our golf team, Caden's on the golf team too here at AES. When you're working with these kids, I know it's fundamentals, right? We want the swing path, right? There's like so many things you could really get into. But aside from just whacking the ball, what is some of the things our kids could really focus on if they really want to be a competitive golfer?
Well, the biggest thing, especially with the younger kids nowadays, is for sure the short game. I find they just work on hitting it far, which, yeah, it can help, but you definitely got to be able to take away those four putts, that's for sure.
Right.
You can really lose a lot of strokes. And the other big thing is, if you're anything less than 100 yards out, your only goal should just be getting that ball on the green. You don't necessarily need to worry about getting close to the pin, because you can always, like, it is easy to make a two-putt it every now and then. So
yep,
as long as you can get the ball on the green and then focus on just imagining a big hole and getting it close, that's right, the biggest steps.
Is there a lot of mental prep work going into, like, when you take a shot, do you try and visualize your shots before you actually do?
Yeah, I always have the same pre-shot routine. Like, I always set my bag to the right of my ball since I'm right-handed.
Yeah.
I'll range find it. Then I'll just envision what, I always say out loud what kind of shot I'm going to take. So let's say if I'm 150 yards, I'll say, okay, I'm going to hit a pitching wedge. I'm going to hit a high draw into the green. And that's what I'll do.
And is that from your coach from Swift there?
Yes.
Jeff Chambers, right?
Yeah.
And so Jeff has taught you a really good pre-shot routine. And it probably just gets you focused on, in the moment, on that shot then, right?
Yeah, for sure. If you have the same routine, it makes it a lot easier to try to do the same thing over and over.
Have you picked up anything from players on the tour?
Definitely. Yeah, like one kid, even Chase Pohilko, he told me this one thing one time on the green. He said, if you take care of the greens will take care of you. So he was talking about fixing divots, and I love that quote, actually. So
right.
Every time I always make sure I fix two divots before I hit my putt.
Oh, do you?
Yep.
The golf gods will look after you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Caden, do you look after your divots?
I try to.
You're going to now, right?
Yeah, you better.
You better. That's right. That's what we learned from your brother. We're going to look after all divots. And you're golfing this weekend, and you're going to Swift Current, and you talked earlier about how this is a major. So explain the difference for someone like Caden going through the tour, right?
Yeah, so they, you get ranked on what place you finish, and then you get certain points. So most tournaments are 2 days, but then the three-day tournaments are worth double points. So if you get first in a normal one, which is 2 days, you get 300 points.
Yeah.
Versus first in the major, you get 600. So Okay. You really want to do good in these bigger events.
The bigger events. Well, I'll tell you what. I appreciate you taking the time. We are Thursdays after school, right? You have our kids only for 6 weeks. So the season is short enough, even with the school year, the way we tie in, right? So thank you again for your help, Devin.
Yeah, for sure.
Caden, you did a great job with your questions.
Thanks.
Mr. and Mrs. Major will be on our list, right? We want a picture with them, right? For that's the Christmas gift, a picture of Mr. and Mrs. Major, all right? And thank you, everybody. And I hope we can get golfing again. The weather has turned. The course is now open. And good luck to all this spring and summer.
Yep, thanks for having us.